We're at the Lawton Rodeo today visiting with Secretary Ryan Walters. Tell us a little bit about back to school time.
I'm telling you, it's such an exciting time for parents and teachers with all the students coming back. We love it. My two oldest girls are in Deer Creek Public Schools, so they just went back to school. Super exciting time around our house. It's just an awesome time of the year.
What are we looking forward to as far? I know there's so much controversy over school choice right now, but tell me a little bit about your stance.
Yeah, you know, I believe in parents. You know, at the end of the day, I believe in parents and I believe in freedom. So I believe that I want to give parents as much freedom on where their kids go to school as possible. And I want parents to be as involved in their kids' education as humanly possible. So that's what I'm all about, empowering parents to make choices for their kids. And so that's where I am on school choice. I want to continue to push the ball forward on that to make sure that everybody's got those opportunities. And we've got some great schools. This is a great event that we're at here tonight, where we're at a rodeo where we've got the ag community represented strong. And I've got to talk to so many young people in schools from across the state that love their school, love the school they're at. And that's what you get when you have better opportunities for kids. They get to go to the schools that they love so much, and it's a great opportunity to see it on display tonight.
Talk a little bit about the controversy over the voucher.
What we see as parents, frankly, from a lot of the urban areas, wanting to get out to the rural areas. The rural schools administrators are so much more in tune with what's going on in their community. You hear this, you know, it's always awesome to come to events that have the school pride in the smaller towns and rural areas. They represent their communities very well. In our bigger areas, with these larger school districts, what ends up happening is the schools get so disjointed and so much growth and bureaucracy that parents don't feel that they're being heard. I don't hear that in the rural areas like I do in some of our larger schools and in some of the bigger cities. So that's where we see a lot of mobility occurring. Rural areas, we've got some great schools. We have some great administrators that are connecting with their communities. And we've got great teachers that are embedded in those communities. So it's a very different problem set that we see in Tulsa and Oklahoma City than out in rural Oklahoma.
And you are an educator yourself. So kind of talk about how do we do a better job keeping good teachers?
Yes. Yeah, I'm an educator. You know, I'm a public school teacher from a rural school, and that's where I want to do more to make sure that we're getting money to the classroom. It's why the governor and I called for the audit of the State Department of Ed. We wanted to make sure that money is getting to the classroom, getting to teacher pay. We want our teachers to make more money. The governor and I put forth a plan that would enable teachers to make up to six figures, and we even made it more weighted to rural areas because we want to get more teachers to stay in rural areas. And that's what we think is so important, is when you find great teachers, you keep them, and we want to attract more great teachers. So we want to continue to make sure that more money is getting to teacher pay, more money is getting in the classroom, and we'll be able to keep and retain our best teachers.
Of course, an election coming up. So what do you want not only the rural community but ag folks in general to know about you?
What I want them to know about me is, again, when I'm out in rural Oklahoma, this is what makes Oklahoma the best state, you know, in the country, is that we've got great communities that wrap themselves around their kids, that have schools that are reflective of the needs of parents. And so what you see is you see people that are very proud of their communities. The kids want to come back to their communities. That's exciting. And so I am so proud to be Secretary of Education for the state of Oklahoma. I hope to be the next state superintendent, because what I want to see is for our education outcomes to match the values of our state. And that's to be a leader in education. I know we can do it. We have the values. We're the best state in the country. Our education scores should reflect that. And I think we can absolutely do that.